The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Good news that weddings will now go ahead with up to 100 guests from the 5th of August and baptisms able to resume after a long break from the same date. But currently, no plans for communions and confirmations to go ahead, and each of these religious ceremonies have been postponed several times over the last 16 months, which has created quite a backlog for parishes across the country. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been speaking to those involved in some of these ceremonies to find out how much pressure churches are under with the demand.
Oh, it's been hectic. We have people coming in with their dresses, and if they don't fit, we rearrange size fitting for them again. The date goes ahead and then it gets cancelled and then they have to go the whole rigmarole again.
And certainly there's no talk at all, and I don't want to talk at the moment, about restarting the planning of communions and confirmations, because we can't.
Normally it's kind of an ending for the year for sixth class. They will all have gone on to secondary school, and then to come back in to do it. And some of them don't. I know we had a few that didn't come back to partake in the confirmation after they left.
There have been many important milestones missed and postponed over the past year due to COVID-19. But with such a backlog of baptisms, communions, confirmations and weddings, churches across the country are starting to be put under pressure. In some populated areas, there are hundreds of children waiting to make their communions, and with such uncertainty surrounding the virus, there are still no dates set in stone. To hear what it's like trying to coordinate such a range of ceremonies, I spoke with Father Brian Shortall, who's the parish priest in St Francis of Assisi Parish in Priorswood, near Dublin Airport.
Look, while doors closed for safety reasons, of course, and because of the pandemic, doors opened in so many other ways. And I suppose the challenge is to sort of try and keep that great momentum going with the advantage of social media, webcam, etc. The challenge is to try to kind of keep both media going, you know, the medium of social media and the online presence, plus also the people coming back. But we really do want the people to come back. We want people to come back safely.
With the organising of baptisms, communions, yeah, confirmations, weddings, yeah, has it created a backlog?
Yes. We started rebooking baptisms after it became, we were advised it was safe to do so. Please God, the children who are still waiting, fourth time lucky, to make their first communion, and the children, a bit trickier because now the confirmation children are going to secondary school, but it's trickier. But we still will be able to, hopefully, when it's safe, be able to hold those ceremonies.
These postponements, yeah, and like the setbacks in populated areas, does it create a bit of pressure on the church?
It does. I mean, I have colleagues in other parts of the city where they've, you know, in one particular parish, I heard there's 83 to 85 ceremonies that have to be, you know, conducded.
Thousands of children, is it? Or would it be?
I wouldn't know the absolute numbers, but I mean, that would be, you know, the combination of the communion ceremony, the confirmation ceremony and baptism ceremonies.
Father Brian Shortall there. Now, for children who are learning Catholic prayers and preparing for the big day of communion or confirmation, it can be a special part of primary school and for those who are teaching them. Joan is a second class teacher and says it's clear that the postponed dates are leading to a backlog.
I suppose in the last 2 years, they've had, with the COVID, with the lockdowns, they had a very sudden exit from school, you know, the year before last and this year, you know, last year as well. A lot of them, I feel, are quite, you know, not traumatised, but are quite, there's a lot of anxiety that you wouldn't see before. So I would be very careful in the language I use around the Holy Communion, because there's some children who, not in our school now, who are going to fourth class and still haven't made their Holy Communion. I said from the start of the year, we're preparing for the Holy Communion. We don't know when it will be. And like, we would be open with them as well, so that it's not cloak and dagger, so that they understand, and that, you know, and we talk about feeling disappointed as well, and that it's okay to feel disappointed, and what it means or what it feels like to be disappointed.
Do you think now there'll be a lot of backlogs now through all this?
There will be, because like some schools, as I said, will have children in fourth class going ahead. And like, for example, in our school, we normally would do the Holy Communion with two other schools. For the last year, when we got to do it just before lockdown, we were doing it on our own with our own school. So I'd say going forward, that will be something that will come out. We'll probably be doing it ourselves, which then, you know, puts pressure on the priest priests, because they have, you know, they instead of having one communion day, they will have three. And then the confirmations haven't been done either. So even when we go back in September, you know, we're not sure if the date will go ahead or not. So the priests and things will be under pressure. So I don't know how they will manage that.
Whether it's christenings or weddings, the majority of the time there is a social occasion linked to the ceremony. Bouncy castles are being ordered and suits are being fitted. So how has a year of delays and setbacks affected those catering for these religious moments?
Hi, my name is Michelle from New Generations in Tallaght. We supply confirmation, communion, christening and school uniforms.
And Michelle, what has it been like over the past year trying to manage and organise with so many cancellations?
Oh, it's been hectic. We have people coming in with their dresses and if they don't fit, we rearrange size fitting for them again. The date goes ahead and then it gets cancelled and then they have to go the whole rigmarole again.
Are you finding children are coming in and the dress needs to be changed or the suit needs to be changed?
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that came in due to COVID and everybody kind of at home and they couldn't go out anywhere. And we've found that a lot of the kids went into bigger sizes in the dresses. Some of the lads in the communion suits went up probably 2-3 sizes, whereas they wouldn't usually grow that fast within a couple of months, you know.
And you're seeing families come in and they're frustrated, I suppose, are they?
Yeah, they're frustrated, yeah. They're kind of like, some of them have just went ahead with the date, even though they just got their blessing probably in the church, but they want to get the full day ahead, you know. So yeah, it's been hard on the parents, but, you know, we try to make the day as special as we can. So we try to juggle it as best we can, you know. My own niece, she's been cancelled 4 times. And the kids, like, they are upset. They keep waiting and waiting. It's not about the big party anymore. They just want to have their day and that's it.
So communion dresses being altered and stock getting piled up. What about a parent trying to explain the delays to a child? This mother tells me she found out her daughter's communion was postponed through social media.
We were given the dates last minute when they finished up the week they were finishing school. 6 weeks notice, and then all of a sudden the government cancelled it again. Like, so you have to wait now again till the next dates go on again, because last year you still have to make it. So it's just a bit unfair on them. Like, she was looking forward to it. Like, when she got the news, she was real excited. And then you have to tell her, no, look, it's not going to happen now. You know, we have to wait again. Like, that's all we can really do is just wait now and see what way the restrictions lift. And we found out about the communion dates through Facebook before the school even announced it. Basically, it went on and the parish posted up all the dates for all the local schools. And then a few days later, then we finally got the letter from the school to confirm the dates. Again, when they cancelled it, it was cancelled through the church Facebook page as well. There's loads of people that have organised everything, like, you know, they've everything sorted, and just to be left now, everything sitting around waiting, and if the dresses are going to fit them, or same goes for the boys, whether their stuff is going to fit as well. Like,
with thousands of children across the country waiting for their important religious milestones, the Archdiocese of Dublin says it's waiting for the latest guidance from the government and the health authorities, and will plan appropriately when it receives that guidance. So how do those who play a central role in preparing school children for these special occasions see the ceremonies proceeding?
Ceremonies should be celebrated. Why not? Like, I mean, communions and confirmations and baptisms are rites of passage. They are memory-making events. I mean, I remember my first communion with my Saturday night fever, flared trousers. I remember, you know, the watch my grandmother, my nana got me. I mean, they're things that would always be in the memory. But to rush them, or to have them quietly, or to have them privately, it's not right. I think we need to wait. We need to be patient until it's safe to do so.
Some of them will be in fourth class this year. And if they don't manage to do it this year, then it will roll on. It will roll on. So they will be well past the normal age for Holy Communion, because, you know, they're 7 or 8 and it's a very special time. And then, you know, after that, once they get a bit older, I don't know if it will, you know, mean the same. And it's normally it's kind of an ending for the year for sixth class. We had a few that didn't come back to partake in the confirmation after they left.
And we will be back. Of course we'll be back. And things will, please God, work out again. And we have to just be a little bit more patient. My mother used to say, my nanny used to say, anything worth having is worth waiting for. So we need to try to, you know, just be that little bit more patient again. There is a backlog, but we will clear that backlog, please God.
Father Brian Shorthall, parish priest out in Priorswood, ending that report on the backlog and the pressure some churches are under.